This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics will be giving all eligible Australians the opportunity to express their view on whether Australian marriage laws should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. Survey forms will be sent to all eligible Australians on the Commonwealth Electoral Roll. To participate, you must be enrolled. To enrol, check or update your details, visit the AEC website, search AEC or visit an AEC office. The roll closes Thursday, August 24. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra. Spoken by Jake Downs.
Joy's sponsor.
So Joel Allen, you've recently been appointed as the General Manager of Australia's first Queer Cultural Centre. What is a Queer Cultural Centre and where did the idea for a space like this come from?
A Queer Cultural Centre is, I guess, in its essence, a building that allows cultural things to happen in. We currently have two dedicated performance spaces in the building. We have some artist residency rooms and we have a whole bunch of wall for exhibition spaces. We're an event building, I guess, as such, and so can hold any way, shape or form of an event in the building. And so I guess that's kind of where it ultimately stems from. Feast Festival is based within the building, and so that's kind of where the original plan for the building came from.
And so you guys are in Adelaide.
This is correct.
At the Raj House. What is Raj House and what is Feast Festival?
So Feast Festival is Adelaide's queer arts and cultural festival, reminiscent of Midsummer or Mardi Gras. It's Adelaide's version of that. It happens in November from the 11th to the 26th, and is actually celebrating its 21st birthday this year. And Raj House is a building that has actually been around for quite some time. We have some historical photos of it that's from a company called James Hill and Sons that was established in 1854. So the building is very old and has had many different lives in that time. But last year, the Feast Festival approached Jay Wetherill from the Premier's office, and they organised a way for Feast Festival to be housed within Raj House, as it didn't have any current tenancies. And so together they refurbished and renovated the building to the best of their abilities. And so now Feast based in here, and we're now looking to reactivate the building and give it a new life as a cultural centre.
So upon your appointment, you've come in with this concept, the Marriage Equality Support Group. Could you tell us about that and where that came from?
Yeah, so that's relatively new. Myself, I've actually only been in this role about 5 weeks. So taking over the building, has been a big task in itself. And then recently the marriage equality vote is now here, which has also kind of affected me. Last week, my cousin, her and I are both the token gays of the family, reached out and was just like, hey, I don't feel great about this vote and I'm not sure what I need to do. Do you think there's some way we can get like-minded individuals together to help each other through this process? And I was like, well, yeah, I think we can totally do that. I have an entire event building venue at my disposal with room to use. So why don't we combine the two together and start something where people can come together and just chat about how they're feeling? I had always thought about marriage equality at the back of my head, but really never was affected by it until the other week I saw the commercial talking about the vote happening. And during that commercial, something triggered inside of me that didn't make me feel okay with it anymore. And, you know, mental health is a huge thing affecting many people these days. And so, you know, we thought that this could be a trigger for them as well. So it'd be great if we could get those people together and help them in some way, shape or form, whether it just purely being in the space together and having a safe place for them to talk about it. We're also hoping to get, you know, support systems in place as well so that people can, you know, have outlets to get the professional help as well if they need it. So
So it's interesting that you've mentioned that, because that's one thing I wanted to ask you about. Safe spaces are so important, especially at times like these when people are being affected in ways that, you know, other people aren't, and everyone takes on this information and this sort of debate in different ways. What sort of plans do you have in place to make sure that Raj House is a safe and inclusive space for everyone in the community?
Yeah, so, I mean, our building has so much in it. Like, there's so many different, we have three levels, and there's multiple rooms across those levels. Feast Festival is based on the top level, and so that is our queer-dedicated space. The artist residency rooms are on that level. There's also a queer performance space, theatre on that level as well. So everything on that level will always be programmed. I also believe that allies are a huge part of the community, and so the promotion is not a queer specific building, but a queer inclusive building, so that as long as you're on board with us and, you know, you're of the same mind, you're welcome in this building. You know, I'm wanting to build a space based from love and equality rather than us versus them. I'm currently sitting in the community space, which is affectionately called Grandma's House, which is full of, you know, old furniture and rugs, and like it has that homey feel to it, so that people, you know, the community groups come in and have that opportunity to be able to feel safe in a place where they can talk and have those moments. But it's about building those different spaces and, you know, inviting people to think differently about the way they interact with people. And definitely, I think, stemming from a place of love and equality will nurture that.
Such a great idea. And what sort of exciting things have you got planned for Australia's first queer cultural centre?
Well, Feast is definitely the next big thing that's coming up for the building. This weekend, we're kind of relaunching the building with some markets. So I'm really excited to set up markets in and around all of the different spaces and allow people to kind of come in and wander through. I'm really looking forward to Adelaide Fringe next year. That's something that's ticking away in the back of my head, and the things that I get to do with that. And there's a few other little things that are ticking away in my head, and I need to get in touch with the right people to live out those dreams. There's this beautiful staircase that kind of descends up through the middle of the building with a big open glass atrium, so all this sunlight comes gushing through. But in my mind, all I can see is like big disco balls and, you know, drag shows being very elegant all the way down.
Like, oh, totally. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, like the types of events and things that could happen here are endless. I'm very much of the mind of that if you can imagine it, then I would love to bring it to life in this building, because I find it so inspiring. The people that walk through the space too always come in and just walk in and be like, oh my God, this place is amazing. And I'm like, yes, think big, dream big. Let's make it happen and start a revolution.
Oh, that's awesome. And Feast Festival, when is it?
Feast Festival opens on the 11th of November and runs till the 26th. And their program launch happens, I believe, on the 7th of September.
That's great. Joel Allen, thanks for joining us on The Informer.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.